active against Guantanamo from day one. Vanessa Redgrave, with her brother Corin, who is sadly no longer with us, but his wife, Keitha Markham, who was also in their campaign right from the beginning, is with us tonight. And Vanessa is going to read some words written by Murat Kunas, who spent 5 years in Guantanamo and is a Turkish German citizen. Thank you, Vanessa.
Thank you, Victoria. Murat Kunas has a great German lawyer, a doctor, and that was how we traced down Murat Kunas when we founded the Guantanamo Human Rights Commission way, way long ago. Murat expected and hoped to be here tonight, but he couldn't be. So his lawyer sent me, an article that Murat wrote and was published in the New York Times on January the 7th, precisely because Wednesday is the 10th anniversary. I'm edited it a little bit so as to leave plenty of time for all the speakers. Murat Kunas. I left Guantanamo Bay much as I had arrived almost 5 years earlier, shackled hand to waist, waist to ankles, ankles to a pole to the airplane floor. My eyes and ears were goggled, my head hooded, and even though I was the only detainee on the flight, I was drugged and guarded by at least 10 soldiers. I later learned that my C-17 military flight from Guantanamo to Ramstein Air Base in my country, Germany, cost more than $1 million. When we landed, the American officers unshackled me before they handed me over to a delegation of German officials. The American officer offered to reshackle my wrists with a fresh plastic pair. But the commanding German officer strongly refused. He has committed no crime. Here, he is a free man. I'm not a terrorist. I've never been a member of Al-Qaeda or supported them. I don't even understand their ideas. In 2001, when I was 18, I married a devout Turkish woman, and I wanted to learn more about Islam and lead a better life. I did not have much money. Some of the elders in my town, Bremen, suggested I travel to Pakistan to learn to study the Quran with a religious group. I was in Pakistan on a public bus on my way to the airport to return to Germany, and the police stopped the bus I was riding in. They detained me, and after a few days, Pakistani police turned me over to American officials. I later learned that the United States paid a $3,000 bounty for me. Apparently, the United States distributed thousands of flyers all over Afghanistan, promising that people who turned over Taliban or Al-Qaeda suspects would, in the words of one flyer, get enough money to take care of your family, your village, your tribe, for the rest of your life. A great number of men wound up in Guantanamo as a result. I was taken to Kandahar in Afghanistan, where American interrogators asked me the same questions for several weeks. During their interrogations, they dumped my head underwater and punched me in the stomach. They don't call this waterboarding, but it amounts to the same thing. At one point, I was chained to the ceiling of a building and hung by my hands for days. The pain was unbearable. I was transferred to Guantanamo. There were more beatings, endless solitary confinement, freezing temperatures, extreme heat, days of forced sleeplessness. The interrogations continued always with the same questions. I realized my interrogators were not interested in the truth. After 2.5 years in Guantanamo in 2004, I was brought before what officials call a combatant status review tribunal, at which a military office said I was an enemy combatant because, he said, a German friend had engaged in a suicide bombing in 2003, after I was already in Guantanamo. A couple of weeks later, I was told I had a visit from a lawyer. They took me to a cell, and in walked an American law professor, Bahar Azmi. I didn't believe he was a real lawyer at first. Interrogators often lied to us and tried to trick us. But Mr. Azmi had a note written in Turkish, which he'd gotten from my mother, and that made me trust him. My mother found a lawyer in my hometown in Germany who heard that lawyers at the Center for Constitutional Rights represented Guantanamo's detainees. The center assigned Mr. Azmi my case. He did not believe the evidence against me and quickly discovered that my suicide bomber friend was in fact alive and well in Germany. Now, 5 years after my release, I'm trying to put my terrible memories behind me. I have remarried and I have a beautiful baby daughter. It's hard not to think about my time in Guantanamo. It's hard to think how it is possible that a democratic government can detain people in intolerable conditions and without a fair trial.